been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the the Wednesday high drama edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, broadcasting live from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Not so pleasant up on the hill in Washington, D.C. Although, just judging by the reaction of the market now since the transcript of the Ukraine phone call was released, the market is not seeing the damaging evidence there, at least for now. Well, we'll get into that in a bit because there's a lot to talk about here today. Right now, the Dow is up, believe it or not, 36 points, 26,838. The S&P is down 4 to 2962. The NASDAQ just made up about 10 points here in a blink of an eye. That's the kind of market we've had here recently. But it's still down 24 points. It was down 34 points just a blink ago. The NASDAQ is at 7,968. The small cap index up 0.25%. You know, there's a pretty good measure for risk on or risk off. Small cap stocks up today, 0.25%. We've got crude oil right now is down $1.56 to down 2.7% to $55.73. We were above 60, let's not forget, early last week after the Iranian attack on Saudi Arabia. Gold is down, also 460, another barometer for what the market thinks about all of the hoopla going on in the world today. Commotion, I guess you could say. Silver's down 6 cents, 1857. Let's see what the bond market, that would be another good proxy for whether the end of the world is here. 1.65%, very, very little happening in the bond market today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And, of course, all heck broke loose yesterday after the show. We were off to a nice little start in the market, kind of like a nice little picnic in the park, wasn't it? The tech stocks were up, gold was rallying again, the bond market was rallying again. And then it started to go downhill. And that first began when President Trump sounded a very harsh tone in his UN address against China. And I think that's what gets lost in all of this. What impact will this impeachment noise and actions have on him being able to make a deal with China now? And I think therein lies a big, big risk, especially as it relates to the technology stocks, but it's too early to make a determination there. Okay, so he sounded that stern tone with China, and that sent the NASDAQ down. In fact, I was sitting here, finished the radio show, everything's up. I thought, you know what, I'll just walk out here and check the river today. I need a little bait. I'm out of bait. You know, we have to catch our own bait. We throw cast nets when we see activity on the surface of the water. Maybe you get 10 mullet. Maybe you get a dozen shrimp. Well, they make good bait. You can trade them in for a redfish later on in the day or a trout. And I nailed about 20 finger mullet, put them in the bucket, hooked one on the line, cast it out, then came back into the office. I was gone 10 minutes, for heaven's sakes. And I come back in, and the NASDAQ's down 60 points. In a blink of an eye. That's the kind of market that we're in these days. I mean, you can't even go bait your hook, for heaven's sakes. Something major could happen. Well, okay, then it continued to go downhill from there. After the UN speech, then came You know, I think during a press conference, he did admit to bringing up Joe Biden in his conversation with the Ukraine president. And then he changed the story from, well, I wanted to make sure first that they got rid of the corruption before we wrote the check to him or, you know, wired the money to him. He changed the story to, well, I want other countries to ante up. That was a change in the story. And then, of course, Pelosi moved into action, and by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, she announced the impeachment proceedings, but kind of the continued investigation to continue. But the market didn't like it. The market didn't want to have any of it. And you know, I think really the market looked at a couple of scenarios yesterday, and you saw how they reacted to those two scenarios. Scenario number one is with him being a bit embattled. Of course, he's been embattled since day one, but with him being even more embattled now, what does that do with the China trade talks? Does China just say, you know what, we're just going to sit this out until we see who the next president is in November of next year, who wins the election? That's scenario one. Scenario number two, with China, you know, now kind of in jeopardy, one has to wonder, you know, what will become of the market with this hanging over its head again, something else to hang over its head right now, another black cloud. Well, if you go back just for a little statistic here, during the Clinton impeachment hearings, the market went up 28%. So, you know, the other thing is, it seems to me that Joe Biden is collateral damage in all of this. Now, here comes the other scenario that the market weighed yesterday, and that's having Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders running the economy. Because if Biden is wounded, they're second and third, right? Right now. And the market, that's like a nightmare scenario for the stock market, okay? Doesn't matter who I'm for or who you're for. The stock market does not want Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren running the economy. And you saw the reaction to that potential scenario yesterday, okay? So right now, things are moving all over the place. You know, a couple of big developments since the impeachment speech by Pelosi yesterday. A, the transcripts are now public. They're out there in the public of the conversation that President Trump had between him and the leader of Ukraine. And what they're looking for is him tying that money, that aid, to you know, the Biden doing some investigating in Biden. If he tied those two together, well, then you've got a problem because that pretty much amounts to bribery. But I'm just saying the way the market is reacting right now, the market doesn't see that connection right now. But I'm seeing other news sources saying, hey, we got him here. He did say, can you look into Joe Biden? But I think the key is connecting it to the money, the aid, withholding the aid. So anyways, we'll watch what goes on here. I guess just a little bit of good news is that during the last impeachment hearings against Bill Clinton, the market was up 28%. So we'll see. We'll just have to take it day by day here right now. A lot of drama yesterday in the market. You know, and it all started off with Germany. We started out in Germany, okay? They're heading into a recession. Then we moved across the Atlantic to New York City, where the UN is having their annual powwow and food fight. And Trump addressed them, and things started to go south from there. Then we quickly went to Nancy Pelosi in the yesterday afternoon. So, wow, it was a wild, wild day in the market yesterday. And today I'm surprised that it's as stable here as it is. The NASDAQ took it the worst yesterday. down 1.5%. And I really think that investors saying, what does this do to the China trade talks? Does China just step back now and let the drama play out and wait to see who they'll be dealing with in the future? And that, of course, has been hanging over the market for quite some time, those China trade talks. Well, the bond market rallied yesterday. Interest rates went down, and that didn't help the financial stocks. Okay, they were collateral damage yesterday. They need higher interest rates. Don't forget that Paul Carson and I put out an alert. Hey, if you're looking to buy into our bond fund, this was about 7 or 8 days ago, here's a chance. Man, we were right on because the bond market is in rally mode once again. And, of course, that's not good for the banks and the financials. Who else is caught up in this mess? How can we make money from this mess? That's what I'm looking at here. Where do we go from here? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PolicyGenius.com, your one-stop shopping center for all of your insurance, life insurance and disability insurance and automobile insurance and home insurance. It's all available at PolicyGenius.com. September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month. Most people aren't aware of that. In fact, most people aren't aware they need life insurance at all. 40% of Americans don't have any. Right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years, and Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get yourself covered. Easy way to shop for all kinds of insurance. If you need life insurance but you haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is a good kick in the pants. Go to PolicyGenius.com. Get quotes, apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius is the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. PolicyGenius.com is the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Visit PolicyGenius.com today.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the market is still positive, and that is since the transcripts of this smoking gun whistleblower Ukraine phone call was made. So that tells me a lot about the so-called, or about the content of the phone call in that transcript. So we'll see where we go from here. The next shoe to drop will be the whistleblower report. And that's supposedly secondhand knowledge of the so-called phone call. One would think that the transcript of the phone call would have a lot more weight than secondhand knowledge of someone else. But we'll see how it all plays out. Let's not forget there's inverse ETFs out there. You know, I'm a guy that will go there. Inverse ETFs, if that time comes. But for now, the market is hanging in there. Now, what's kind of sad about all of this? Who even knows what Trump said, President Trump said in the UN speech yesterday? Well, one, he stressed that he won't accept a bad deal in trade negotiations with China. And of course, that's what sent the NASDAQ south. Why I was baiting my hook yesterday. I walked out there, you know, the NASDAQ's up like 30 points, having a good day. I walked back in. It's all I did was bait my hook and cast it out, looking for a big flounder or something. The NASDAQ was down 56 points. I said, what the heck happened? And I soon traced it down to the speech at the UN. He also said that China was gaming the World Trade Organization, the WTO, after it was admitted as a member in 2001, and that sent the Chinese stocks south. Okay, and he said that the argument that bringing China into the World Trade Organization would pressure it to reform was tested and proven completely wrong. He accused China of continuing to keep barriers to its markets high, manipulating currency, and stealing intellectual property. He said, Trump, that the World Trade Organization needs drastic change to address unfair practices by China and other countries for years. These abuses have been tolerated, ignored, or even encouraged. And then on a bigger scale, he spoke out against globalism. Okay, obviously that's a one world government and a one world currency and everybody speaking the same language, etc. Well, we know that that will happen as Christians, which I am a devout Christian. We know that that will happen at some point in time, and it will be called the millennium. And Trump won't be the leader, and Bernie Sanders won't be the leader, and Elizabeth Warren, no, we'll have a great leader at that point. But in the meantime, the move towards globalism continues. He spoke out against it, talking instead about putting countries first. He said, when our nations are greater, our future will be brighter. Then, of course, after the speech, all hell broke loose, and the speech got completely lost in the drama of the day. Okay, this also weighed on world markets overnight. Hong Kong was down 1.3%. China was down 1%. India down 1.4%. Paris down 1.6%. Frankfurt down 1.4%. And, of course, they have drama, too, going on, very much so, in the UK, where their version of the Supreme Court struck down Boris Johnson's move to, you know, set aside Parliament and go forward full speed ahead with Brexit, which is also against the globalism move, right? And that has also been thwarted. So very interesting times that we live in. How interesting is it Vanguard is rolling out an active fund. Okay, Vanguard. Well, maybe since the founder of Vanguard passed away recently. Well, boy, I'll tell you what, he'd be rolling over in his grave. Vanguard is starting an active fixed income fund. You hear that, Paul? I know he's listening to the show today. Well, we have an active fixed income fund. We believe in active management. And, of course, Vanguard was pretty much the pioneer in passive investing. I read an interesting article today that may be one of the biggest bubbles of our time, is the bubble in passive investing. And when that baby bursts, it's going to really cause a mess, because they don't consider inverse funds or raising cash or protecting on the downside. No. I mean, by the very nature of it, it's passive. Stay the course. All the way to hell, I guess. Anyways, Vanguard rolls out an active fixed income fund, which, by the way, our bond fund has done swimmingly nice throughout all of this drama. And I still maintain that it's a great buy, because the bond market, this is not your grandmother's bond market. Generally speaking, our Fed would be raising rates, which they went on a course of doing. Instead, they've reversed course. They're going the other way. And that remains very bullish for our bond market, especially when you've got Germany at negative 0.7%. Well, we know now the House will move forward with formal impeachment inquiry. Now, there's a couple of key words there, inquiry. And impeachment is an accusation. It's an indictment. It doesn't mean that we're going to remove you as president. It means that, you know, we're going to look into potential violations and write up articles of impeachment, if there are any articles that fit the description. How have stocks reacted to impeachment proceedings? Well, I said during the President Clinton impeachment hearing, the market was up 28%, S&P 500. Now, during the Nixon one, the market was in big trouble already, though, at that time. It went down 30% during Nixon's impeachment hearings. The New York Fed repo ops, the demand is still elevated there. That is a little bit spooky for the market, this liquidity issue. And mortgage rates, 4% now for a 30-year mortgage. Okay, man, there's a lot of talk about here today. I don't even know where to begin. I hope I can get through all of this all. But there's news on Bitcoin, Saudi Arabia, Philip Morris, Altria, Roku, Teladoc, Uber, Nike, Toll, Lennar, KBH, Best Buy, Amazon, Align Technology, Tencent Holdings, Anaplan, and Noodles. Let's not forget Noodles in all of this. So a lot to talk about when we come back. I'm going to have to pick and choose here between what I think are the most important stories. But for now, surprisingly, who knew? We had no idea what we would wake up to this morning. You've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 45 points right now since the transcript of the so-called smoking gun, a telephone call between Trump and the leader of Ukraine has been released, okay? Up 47 points on the Dow. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PolicyGenius.com, your one-stop shopping center for all of your insurance, life insurance and disability insurance and automobile insurance and home insurance. It's all available at PolicyGenius.com. September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month. Most people aren't aware of that. In fact, most people aren't aware they need life insurance at all. 40% of Americans don't have any. Right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years, and Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get yourself covered. Easy way to shop for all kinds of insurance. If you need life insurance but you haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is a good kick in the pants. Go to PolicyGenius.com. Get quotes, apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius is the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. PolicyGenius.com is the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Visit PolicyGenius.com today.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I look at the market many times as kind of where the truth lies. The market's up 80 right now. And the market's had a chance to digest this whole transcript, but yet I'm getting breaking news here from other outlets saying the smoking gun, we've got him. But the market disagrees. That's all I can say. The market disagrees based on its reaction right now. Okay, how about an 8% dividend yield over there at Philip Morris? Are you in on that? 8.1% right now at Philip Morris. Well, they were going to merge. They were going to get back together again, Altria and Philip Morris. But that goes up in smoke. Their investment in Juul, obviously not doing so well. And once again, I would warn against buying high dividend payers. And I would say the same thing about bonds that are yielding way above what the market rate is right now. That means there's big fundamental problems underneath. For that purpose, our dividend fund is based on companies that are not just growing their dividend, but also their earnings. And the buy and hold version of that dividend and growth fund is up about 21% so far this year. And one of the stocks in that fund, in that portfolio, blasting out to new all-time highs today, and it will be the featured stock of the day in the final quarter. But it's a company that is growing its earnings and growing its dividend. That's the best of both worlds. If a company is just growing its dividend and their earnings are going the other way, well, something's got to give eventually, and what you get there is capital depreciation. Just look at a chart of Mo, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, Oppenheimer weighing in on Roku. Let's check in on Roku today because it's been under heavy, heavy pressure along with Netflix. What I see in Roku right now is a stock that is holding on to its support level for now. Here's what Oppenheimer has to say. Roku, Oppenheimer says the decline in Roku is overdone. Shares had started falling last week, attributed to headlines from rival offerings. Oh, there's no question about it. Comcast, which is pushing its Flex streaming box, and Facebook pressing for adding video service to its portal devices. More and more competition continues to come in. And, of course, Netflix stock is just absolutely tanking right now. Well, here's what Oppenheimer says. Take it for what it's worth. They say there's a buying opportunity ahead of earnings for momentum stocks that have dropped back. And they're referring to Roku here. The headwinds from Xfinity Flex are overblown in the press, Oppenheimer says. No, the press never overblows anything, do they? Noting hurdles in its adoption, it calls for XFi Advanced Gateway and existing premium channels must be canceled and repurchased. It rates Roku, this is Oppenheimer, as an outperform with a price target of $155, giving it 52% upside potential. Well, I'm on board. That's about what I think Roku is worth this year. Yes, it did get above that. It got to 176 here recently. It's currently trading at 105, okay? So there's one opinion out there on the street. Oppenheimer says 52% upside potential here. Amazon, well, you know what? That chart looks horrible recently. What all of a sudden is happening at Amazon? Well, I can tell you this. It's holding on to very important support. And I think I would be on this Oppenheimer thinking here that a lot of these momentum stocks, you know what? Amazon, yes, it is a momentum stock, but its earnings are growing 121% per year over the last 5 years, okay? And Amazon has pulled back, I think, the recent attack on a lot of big tech and breaking them up, etc., coming from both sides of the aisle, okay? Both sides of the aisle, not just Elizabeth Warren, but also President Trump in his speech yesterday to the UN, calling for some kind of limitation to the power of these companies. But having said that, I believe Amazon is going to be and continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Now they're taking on Teladoc, Okay, Teladoc, just a poor little company. They got guys, doctors on call. You can call them up. You don't have to get an you don't have to have an appointment. You call, they'll say, "Yeah, we'll have him call you." You can show them your owie, you know, over Zoom video. ZM, that's another stock involved in all of this. I tried it once. I liked it. Teladoc, didn't have to get in my car and didn't have to find a dang parking spot downtown Charleston and the tower, etc. Ride up an elevator with a bunch of sick people, sit in a lobby with a bunch of sick people. Well, anyways, Amazon's getting in on the act now. Teladoc is down 3.8% today. But to me, that just makes Amazon that much more powerful. As Amazon launches a pilot program of a new health app that features telemedicine, which I really think is the future, I do, not the whole future, but I think that in today's day and age, it's kind of silly to not be using the technology that we have that connects one with another. Look, CEOs are talking to their staff all over the world, basically in person. What's the difference between sitting there across the desk from one another or looking to a Zoom screen, each of you, and talking to one another, okay? Well, I see that as a big, big future disruptive in the healthcare sector. And not only is Teladoc in on it, but so is Amazon. I own both of those stocks. I own Teladoc in my buy and hold ultra growth portfolio, which is up 25-26% so far this year. Uber, Bull, sees improving sentiment. Disagree totally with that one. Bank of America analyst Justin Post thinks Uber is near the low point of its sentiment. Well, what about earnings? Okay, sentiment is one thing. My system is based on earnings and growing earnings because stocks follow earnings. Yes, they follow sentiment in the short term. Yes, absolutely. In the short term, they follow sentiment. That's why you get the gyrations. But at the end of the day, over a three-year period of time, a five-year period of time, they follow earnings. The correlation between earnings is much stronger, 10 to 1, 100 to 1, versus the correlation with sentiment. Uber hitting a new, almost new low since it went public, and they expected to lose $6.89 per share this year. Hey, the home builders, they continue to be very good. We had one, another one going to the S&P 500. Raymond James likes the home builders. You know, that's been one of the top sectors. What is that home builder ETF? Is it ITA? Is the aerospace? There is a building ETF of the home builders. It's one of the leading sectors in the market right now. I don't own it, though, because earnings are so inconsistent at the home builders, but right now they obviously are benefiting from the interest rate environment that we're currently in. Amazon's going to have a hardware event. Are they getting into the hardware business now? No, it's all about Alexa and the ecosystem and being able to talk to Alexa from almost anywhere in the world with any kind of a device so she can listen in. I just think Amazon continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and for that reason, I own it in my premier growth portfolio. The Chinese stocks, man, I'm telling you, they were showing a lot of promise when Mnuchin earlier this week announced that they would have a meeting in October. The Chinese stocks started to break out, and then Trump's speech yesterday, while I was baiting my hook, you know, sent the Chinese stock south. Well, I'm still bullish on China. I do think things will work out. There's no way that they can't work out. The two countries need each other. Yeah, China needs us more than we need them, but we need them also. We would love to sell into their market and be a part of their growth. And but the Chinese stocks right now, again, have pulled back. After they keep threatening to break out. Tencent Holdings, which I do not own, continues to take advantage of this situation by buying back their own stock to the tune of $93 million. Okay, I'm going to do two featured stocks. I'm going to give two honorable mentions and one featured stock. Three stocks in the last segment of the show that I currently love. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PolicyGenius.com, your one-stop shopping center for all of your insurance, life insurance and disability insurance and automobile insurance and home insurance. It's all available at PolicyGenius.com. September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month. Most people aren't aware of that. In fact, most people aren't aware they need life insurance at all. 40% of Americans don't have any. Right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years, and Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get yourself covered. Easy way to shop for all kinds of insurance. If you need life insurance but you haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is a good kick in the pants. Go to PolicyGenius.com. Get quotes, apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius is the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. PolicyGenius.com is the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Visit PolicyGenius.com today.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
That's right. Tin Soldiers and Pelosi coming. Well, we need a remake of that song, right? Anyways, crazy times that we live in. I'm just looking at the market reaction, okay? On the one side, I'm getting breaking news from many outlets saying we got the guy, and the market's saying, you know what? There's nothing here. The market's up 83, the Dow. So that's... take it for what it's worth. You know, the market is almost, I use the market as a gauge because it reacts immediately. If this news was bad, if there was damning things in that transcript and he was a doom president, the Dow would not be up 87 points right now. So take it for what it's worth. Okay, we've got, I got to remind you about Minnesota. Looking forward to that a lot. October 15th, 16th, and 17th, leaving on a jet plane. Spend 3 days right in the middle of fishing season. October is the month here in Charleston for redfish. And trout. It's just a fantastic month. But I can miss 3 days, okay? In fact, I'm not going out to bait my hook today. Doggone it. Yesterday I went out there, it cost me 100 points in the NASDAQ just like that. So I'm going to stay seated right here in my office here today, not leaving till the market closes. Well, I got three stocks here on my mind here in the last segment of the show. Utilities had a fantastic day, again, hitting new highs. I wrote an article a few weeks back about my favorite utility. Listen, that chart is way better than Netflix, Amazon, just about any stock I can name right now. NextEra Energy, NEE. Bill nailed it with his Seeking Alpha article. That stock's hitting a new 52-week high. One of the best charts in the entire market. Now, here's the kicker. Dividend yield is 2.2%. Okay, take your Philip Morris and this 8.1% dividend yield. Compare that chart with the chart of NEE. NEE hitting a new all-time high yesterday, and I own it that in the dividend and growth dividend. See, the growth, the earnings are growing by 10% per year there at NextEra over the last 5 years. A lot of these utilities aren't growth companies anymore. They're static. Other than new people moving to Rochester or whatever, they don't grow, but NextEra has been a growth company because they also sell. They're engaged in the trading and selling of energy. So there's honorable mention number one, okay? NEE in the Best Stocks Now app is ranked. You never thought you'd hear Gunderson talking about a utility. It's ranked number 285 out of 5,346 is for those of you who don't want the volatility that comes with the Roku or some of the other, you know, fast, ultra-fast growth stocks here in the market. But if you're a growth investor and if you've got time on your hands, then you want to be in those kinds of stocks, okay? And if you're not in that stage of your life, look at this. The Dow up 167. Right now. Okay, second stock that I want to mention here very quickly is American Tower. They go ex-dividend tomorrow. American Tower, which rents out cell towers to the cellular communications companies, Another chart, one of the best charts you'll see in the market. It has been growing earnings by 15% per year. Another one I own in my dividend and growth portfolio. The buy and hold version up about 21% so far this year. The yield on that one, 1.6%. I guess I'm talking about all dividend pairs because my featured stock of the day is going to be that little Beaverton company. It started off with the swoosh and the shoes, Nike, and it's now a $144 billion company hitting a new all-time high. Can you imagine a sneaker company? $144 billion. $144 billion market cap. Hitting a new all-time high today. Oh, you don't want to buy it. The dividend yield's only 1%. You want to buy Philip Morris with its 8%. Nike has continued to grow its earnings at about 9% per year over the last 5 years. And I continue to own Nike in the dividend and growth portfolio. So there, you just heard three stocks in the, from that portfolio, which is having an excellent year in 2019. Nike, over the last 10 years, 24.2% per year, average total return, market 10.8. It's more than doubled, well, more than doubled, the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, believe it or not, the market is up a paltry 1.8%. It's been a very frustrating 12 months. It's been all about China trade and the Fed. 1.8 over the last 52 weeks in the S&P. Nike, however, on the other hand, is up 9.6%. Nike is currently ranked number 273 out of 5,346. I currently have a $148 price target on Nike. It's currently trading at $91.86. I like the strategy of buying dividend stocks that are also growing their earnings. I have two portfolios that follow that model, and they've done very, very well this year. I just gave you three examples from those portfolios, all three stocks. What do they have in common? They're all hitting all new time highs, and they have great, great charts. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, I continue to build my team here at Gunderson Capital Management. I haven't had a chance to bring Barry on the show. He's a CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst. Check out and see what that program's like to get a CFA. He's also a certified financial planner, one of the best here in this neck of the woods. And, of course, I have Paul Carlson. We're still setting up our radio equipment in our other office here in Mount Pleasant. And he is co-portfolio manager and, in particular, the head portfolio manager of a very successful individual bond fund. Tired of the volatility? I know a lot of you are. You walk out on the dock to bait your hook and you come back and the NASDAQ did a turnaround of 90 points. Well, the bond market doesn't do that kind of stuff. I look at that bond fund, individual bond fund, every single day. Oh, it moves a couple cents here or there, one way or the other. But it's up, well, I don't know, 5, 6% since we started it. And I think it's still a great buy. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. The spots in Minnesota, almost gone, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Vanguard, active management? Wow, welcome aboard. We'll have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.